your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Kieran Corr.
Empower has been fined £26 million for not treating its customers fairly. Ofgem say the energy supplier's billing and complaint handling procedures have been chaotic. The regulator's chief executive is Dermot Nolan.
They didn't give them accurate or complete bills, and they also then didn't deal well with the complaints the customers made. We've assessed in some sense their IT systems didn't work properly. However, the burden is on the company to ensure it gives good customer service.
The money from the fine will be divided between some of the worst affected customers and charity.
This is KMFM News.
A man's been jailed for sexually assaulting a boy on the Isle of Sheppey nearly 3 decades ago. Derek Stringer carried out the attacks on the child in Laysdown in September 1987. The 67-year-old from Swindon in Wiltshire has been locked up for 4 years. Miners at the UK's last remaining deep coal mine have worked their last shift. Kellingley Colliery in North Yorkshire has closed this lunchtime after 50 years of production.
KMFM News.
KMFM's been told the first Syrian refugees who've just arrived in Kent are overjoyed but nervous. Three families moved into Ashford this week, and a team of experts are now helping them settle in by sorting out things like doctors and dentists, as well as finding jobs. Here's the leader of Ashford Borough Council, Jerry Clarkson.
The people coming in are able to work immediately. There's no embargo on them working, so we're hoping to get them to the works and pension people to get them registered so that they're available for work.
Two swans have been found dead with suspected gunshot wounds in a canal in Gravesend. The bodies of the birds were discovered near Mark Lane in the town over the last week. The RSPCA and police are investigating, as swans are protected and it's illegal to shoot or kill them. A Kent teenager's warning other young people to check whether they're on the payroll when starting a new job after working 10 weeks at a convenience store without being paid. Jay Elabudi stacked shelves at the Londis in St Martin's Hill in Canterbury, but the owners told him it was just work experience. He's told KMFM he felt angry when they said they couldn't legally pay him.
I was really annoyed because I've done a lot of work, 10 weeks worth, it's like 45 hours worth of unpaid work. Basically tried to screw me over.
Londis has been approached for a comment. With the Christmas party season in full swing, paramedics in Kent are bracing themselves for their busiest day of the year. The South East Coast Ambulance Service says they're expecting to see an increase in 999 calls, partly thanks to people drinking too much. Operations manager James Pavey has this advice.
By all means, go and enjoy yourself, but try and do it safely. Try not to overindulge too much. Try not to drink too much too quickly. Please remember to drink a bit of non-alcoholic stuff in between the drinks. That can often help, and don't go out drinking on an empty stomach and all those sort of sensible ideas.
On this Friday night last year, sales of alcohol in pubs, clubs, restaurants and hotels rose by 142%. And the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have announced their son George will start going to a nursery in Norfolk in January. The two-year-old will attend the West Acre Montessori School Nursery near the Sandringham Estate. Meantime, a family photo has been released, taken inside Kensington Gardens.
KMFM Showbiz.
The X Factor winner Louisa Johnson has been speaking to KMFM about what it was like to be a part of the show.
I was preparing myself to sing in the sing-off every week because people went out at the beginning and no one thought they were going to go, so you really, really, really aren't safe. Like, now you're like, oh, wow, I was, but at the time, you just have to think that you're not going through because you have no control.
The 17-year-old student from Essex beat Reggie and Bolly to clinch the title on the show on Sunday. You can hear that full interview with Louisa at kmfm.co.uk.
KMFM Sport.
In football, Chelsea players, including John Terry, have taken to social media to thank their sacked boss, Jose Mourinho. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Tom.
Well, Captain Terry says it's a sad day for the club. Ex-assistant boss and skipper Ray Wilkins says getting rid of Mourinho was the wrong decision.
I don't think the players have played well enough for him. Willian, probably the exception. I think he's been absolutely outstanding this year. But the rest of them, he could really have picked 11 different players week in, week out, because they just haven't played.
Well, Wilkins worked under Goose Hiddink at Stamford Bridge. He's now favourite to take over until the end of the season. Elsewhere, West Brom head coach Tony Pulis has had a dig at Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp. Klopp didn't shake Pulis's hand after last week's 2-2 draw. He then criticised their style of play. Pulis says he isn't too surprised. And FIFA's ethics committee is meeting today. They're discussing a payment sent by President Sepp Blatter to UEFA boss Michel Platini. Platini is not at the hearing though. He says the committee seems to have already made up its minds on any wrongdoing.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.